What are some of the daily non-negotiables in your life? Things that no matter what's happening that day, those things will take place. That they're just non-negotiables in your daily life. I think about me, some of the daily non-negotiables in my life, kind of high on that list. Food. Eating is a non-negotiable for me. You know, I hear all the time, oh, Father's so busy, Father's so busy. Well, you know what I make time to do every single day? I eat. I've been a priest for over 10 years. I can't think of a single day where I was so busy and I got to the end of the day, I'm like, oh my gosh, I forgot to eat today. That's never happened, not even once. Brushing my teeth. Non-negotiable. It will happen twice every day, in the morning and before I go to bed, just like my mom taught me. And I floss every day. Showering. Every morning when I wake up, I take a shower. Non-negotiable. I put on deodorant every morning. Middle school boys, take note. What are the daily non-negotiables in your life? In the gospel today, Jesus has this encounter with a Canaanite woman in the land of Tyre and Sidon. Tyre and Sidon was this region north of Israel. It's in modern-day Lebanon, right on the coast, on the Mediterranean. And it was a Gentile region where these Canaanite people lived. They were not Jewish people. And so this Canaanite woman, this non-Jew, this Gentile, comes to Jesus because her daughter is not well. She's possessed by a demon. She's suffering. And she comes to Jesus and she pleads for his help. And in this encounter, it seems like Jesus doesn't care about her. How so? She first calls out to him and the scripture says, he doesn't say anything. He ignores her, but she keeps coming. And then the disciples are like, Lord, get rid of this Gentile. And so he says to her, I've come only for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Kind of like he's just dismissing her. You're a Gentile. I've only come for the Jewish people. Get out of here. But she keeps coming. She keeps asking out. She comes, she falls on her knees at his feet. She says, please, Lord, help me. And then Jesus says what sounds like an insult. He says, it's not right to give to the dogs the food for the children. The Jews would call Gentiles, they would call them dogs. It was a derogatory term. Now, total side note, Jesus is not insulting this woman. We'd have to like go into the Greek and do some interpretation here. But trust me, it's impossible for Jesus to insult someone. Everything Jesus did was an act of charity, right? So he's not insulting her, but it kind of seems like that, right? But yet, even after receiving this supposed insult, well, she's been ignored by Jesus, she's been dismissed by Jesus, and seemingly insulted by Jesus, after all that, she comes back with this great little line, almost like humbly receiving that insult and says, Lord, even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from the table. And then Jesus says that great line, oh woman, great is your faith. What is the point of this encounter? What is Jesus trying to teach us through this encounter? Remember, Jesus knew. Jesus is God, right? He knows all things. He knew at that moment that Matthew, one of the disciples, was watching this whole scene. He knew that Matthew would one day write down this scene in his gospel. He knew that one day on August 20th, 2023 in St. Michael, Minnesota, we would all hear this story. He knew all of that in that moment. And so what's the lesson he has for the Canaanite woman, his disciples, and the lesson for everyone who reads this passage? One word, perseverance. The life of a Christian disciple is a life of perseverance, specifically in regards to our daily prayer. Daily prayer, being faithful to daily prayer, is sometimes hard. Because you see, sometimes when I pray, it seems like Jesus is ignoring me. God, do you even hear me right now? Sometimes when I pray, it seems like God is just dismissing me. God, do you even care about me? Sometimes when I pray, it almost even seems like God is insulting me by what he's allowing me to go through. Usually some kind of suffering or trial or difficulty. But yet, we look to the example of this Canaanite woman who persevered. She kept coming back to Jesus over and over and over and over again. Every day, I make time to eat. No matter how busy I am on any day. It's one of my daily non-negotiables. But you know what should be even higher than that on my non-negotiable daily list? Is daily prayer. Every day, as a Christian, I'm called to take some time to pray. To come to Jesus. To ask him for the things I need. To seek him. Even when it's really hard. Daily prayer is hard to do. Why do so many people not pray every day consistently? Because it's hard. And it seems like God's ignoring me. It seems like he doesn't care. It seems like he's insulting me, etc. But we look to this Canaanite woman and we ask for that grace that we could persevere in daily prayer just like she did. I like to think that sometime after the resurrection, I've done some research, I can't find anything, any kind of traditions, but I like to think that this woman, after the resurrection, she became a Christian. And even the apostles knew of her, that's why they wrote her story down. I like to think that she's a saint in heaven right now, and she's there to intercede for us if we struggle with making daily prayer a non-negotiable in our lives. Sometimes people say, Father, I'm just too busy to pray. When people say that to me, I say, really? Did you eat today? Of course. Exactly. When someone asks the question to a Christian and says, did you pray today? Our response should be, of course. How could I not take a shower? How could I not brush my teeth? How could I not eat? Of course, how could I not pray? And if it really is so true that you're just so busy and you have no time for prayer, well, then on that day, you better not eat. And the time you are going to eat, you should pray. Because man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. Today, as we celebrate the Eucharist, let's ask for that grace that we could see daily prayer as a non-negotiable. Even when it's hard, even when it seems like Jesus is ignoring us, not listening to us, let's look to the example of this Canaanite woman. Let's ask for her intercession, that she would pray for us, that we could be like her and persevere in coming to Jesus every day in prayer. And when we do that, we keep doing that all throughout our lives, one day we will hear Jesus say to us those same words he said to that woman, great is your faith.